This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles, talking football, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
25 Whistles. What's up, everybody? This is an episode we're not getting paid for. Yay. Next week, though, I've been told we're back.
Oh, next week?
For 5 weeks.
Okay.
Wow.
Let's go.
Not official. I emailed and I said, when do we come back? And they said, first week of March, which is next week. And I said, how much are we getting paid? And they were like, I don't know. And I was like, wait.
Oh, I don't like that.
I know, right? So I'm waiting for the accounting to come back.
Don't we tell them, though? Don't we go like $1 million?
I think the deal we did with them for all of last year, it's probably that.
Plus?
No. Oh. It's probably broken down, like extrapolated into 5 weeks. If we signed a deal that was 20 weeks last time, it's probably 1/4 of it. I don't know.
But Bones, like when you buy something at a store, you're like, they usually go like, all right, you can buy one for $20.
Dude, I have no
or
idea.
You can buy 10.
You want to negotiate? Go ahead.
No, I don't.
I come and do this stuff for free sometimes.
No, he's like, no.
But you got
we'll
this.
We'll be back on regular schedule a bit starting next week. I think we do 5 weeks for college basketball and the Masters. I think that's what the plan is.
Oh,
are they sending us to the Masters?
Does that mean we go?
I don't think so. However,
what?
I do think that after that, we either do another deal with them or we take this thing independent.
Ooh. Yeah,
and
man.
And we all just own a piece of it and see how big we can make it. Because right now, we don't make any money based off of the streams. We make it based off of DraftKings owns the show and they just pay us.
So you're just telling me the sky's the limit if we own it.
I would say space is the limit.
Mm.
Does that mean that we have to go as sales representatives and go find our own spots?
No. It means we have to hit a certain amount. When we hit a threshold, then they can sell it to people who want to get in this category.
Got it.
Right, Mikey?
Yep.
Boom. I have a lot of stuff to talk
about. Exciting.
Do you have to? We're on a quick schedule here because I just threw this at you guys.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah, I got 20 minutes.
What do you have?
I'm going to sign the final paperwork on a house.
Oh, cool.
Hey, that's big. Let's go then. Let's go.
You can leave in 15.
Okay.
You can leave now.
We can do it without you, man. Actually.
Anyway. No, we're good.
the golden whistles we got last episode, I wore mine, and I have the lanyard, and I didn't make it a small chain. I made it a long lanyard.
But the chain like looks gold.
Huh?
What material is that? Because it looks like it's gold.
It is.
Is it like nylon
gold
or something?
Gold-plated.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I have each of you guys, because I got them longer. I didn't want to get a short one. I thought if we're wearing them like whistles, let's wear them like you really wear a whistle, but
that's
I wanted
it
to be gold. And I couldn't find like a real gold chain that wasn't this big, that wasn't like so expensive. So I got gold-plated chains to go with your full gold whistles.
That's awesome.
So I do have these for you guys. 1, 2, 3. And then I have reeds. 4. So take these today before you leave.
So we need to go to like the SEC tournament or something again. That's here in Nashville, right?
Problem is,
and wear that.
If you wear them outwardly, they may take it from you because you can't wear a whistle into the stadium.
But you can tuck it in.
That's what I did.
Yeah, we'll hide it.
Yeah. Oh, show starts.
Nice. Yeah, we need to wear these though. That resembles our club, like the Whistles Club. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
We may have to go independent.
Right. Who are you calling? Don't worry about it. You ordering pizza? I'm starving, dude.
Pepperoni mushroom.
I'm trying to call Reed.
Oh, big weekend.
He's not here.
What's up? Hey,
we're recording right now, so we just wanted to talk to you for a second. So Reed got engaged over the weekend.
Yeah.
How did it go, buddy?
It was amazing. It was amazing. So her mom and her sisters helped like set up. And so I was planning to get to the site around 5 o'clock. And I had it all planned out, and then they ended up leaving something behind, and so they were like, you need to stall. So I literally just like drove in circles for like 20 minutes, and I was like, don't worry about where we're going. It's a surprise. And
did she know? She's
like, okay. She had an idea. She knew it was going to be like the next like handful of times that I come up there. But I was driving in circles, and she was just like, she was like, you're not going anywhere. You're literally just driving circles. I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. She's like, we literally just passed this sign. I was like, no, that's definitely a different sign. That's not the same one. But anyway, it went smooth.
Were you nervous?
I was super nervous.
So tell me, you parked a car. Did you just park in a parking lot or side of the road or what?
Yeah. Well, there's near the garden. There was like a, there's a couple parking spots across the street. So once we got close, I just made her close her eyes, and then I just like walked her in.
At that point, she knew what was up.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So you were in Louisiana?
Yep. I'm leaving Louisiana right now. I got about 4 hours until I'm back.
Oh, no.
So what's up?
Does he drive through a casino? Did he drive through Mississippi? Oh, God.
He called himself on himself.
He did.
Yeah.
He called.
What?
Reed called the gambling hotline on himself.
That's right.
Not because he has a gambling problem, which I do suggest if you do, call.
Do that.
But Reed was like, I just don't even give myself the option to bet in the money that I just won. And so, Mike, did you know this?
No, I didn't know
that. He called the 1-800-GAMBLER number. Reed, will you tell them what happened?
Yeah, so after the Super Bowl, I had already spent the money on a ring and all this. So the funds were not funding at the time. And I was just like, I found myself wanting to gamble more than I felt like I should.
How responsible, by the way. Yeah, go ahead.
I appreciate that. And so I'm like, if I'm going to do it, I got to go big, and I got to have them suspend my account. So I called, and then I think they really want you to not do that, because even after I told them to do that, I went and checked and it was still there. And so I called again and was like, hey, so it's actually not gone. They're like, why don't you try now? And so then it was gone. So I'm like, man, they know what they're doing.
So you call, they know what they're doing. You call the number, and what do you say to them?
I just told them.
Like, what do they say? Like, how do they answer? Like, how can I help you? Are you in this crisis? What's up?
Yes. Well, they answer just like normal, like customer service.
Hello.
And I was like, hey, my name is Reed.
I have a problem.
I'm not an addict, but I found myself using your app quite frequently, and I don't have enough money to sustain myself as far as how much I'm betting. So I would like to do the responsible thing and suspend my account. Like, oh, okay, yeah, no problem. Just give us a few minutes and should get an email and check your account, and it should be suspended. So
how
I waited
long
like 30
you,
minutes.
Oh, that's all you waited was 30 minutes?
Yeah, I waited 30 minutes. I wasn't going to bet, though. I was just checking. I was checking to see if it was actually gone.
So when they said try now, like, did you do a sample bet? Like, how did you try now?
No, I just – so – whenever it's suspended, you just like sign in like normally, and it'll literally just pop up and say your account is locked.
Got it.
And how long is it locked for now?
See, there's two things. You can temporarily lock it, which is kind of dumb, because to unlock it, you can literally just like change your password and or something like that. Or you can permanently do it, which it's not really permanent. You can contact them again and they'll be like, are you good now? You're good? And you, yeah, sure, totally. And then they'll unlock it. So it's like, you know, come on.
So you are still locked out.
I'm locked out, yep.
You didn't want to spend more money than you had because you spent it all on a ring, but he had made a bunch of money during the Super Bowl. Like,
yeah.
Usually when I start to feel like, oh, I shouldn't be gambling, it's because I lost a lot. It's because I gone through a bad spell. And I'm like, and I have the willpower, not everybody does, to just stop. Because I'm like, oh, this is money. You know, I'm doing this for entertainment. Reed, knowing his weakness, says he does not have the willpower to stop. He didn't just delete the app on his phone. He just said, please lock me out.
Amazing.
Yes, but I mean, there were a couple times that I did start chasing, and that's when I was like, okay,
good for you for realizing
I need to
that.
Stop now. Yeah, it's when I like I had won money like at one point, like I think it was I don't know like 6 months ago or something like that. I had won like $1,800 in like a couple days, and then I was just like I was just going big for the next couple days, and I probably lost like 800 or 900 of that, and I was like, okay.
But you weren't really chasing if you're playing with house money. I mean, you.
Yeah,
I know.
See,
that's
how conservative he is and how careful he is.
Yeah, that's good.
I appreciate that.
So that SNL skit, did you guys see that from over the weekend?
I did, yeah.
I thought of Reed when I saw that.
Reed, just, yeah, we're proud of you because I think our listeners could learn a lot. Like if you're having an issue and you're like, I can't control it, it's hard to make that call, but make that call. Make that call.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm still going to hit the casinos. You know?
The easiest game ever.
And,
I'm Calcutta, all that. But being able to just sign on and just whatever you want, place a bet.
Good for you, buddy.
I had to chill out for a minute. Yeah.
You're a good example. And then now you're engaged.
I am, man. I am taking forever, baby.
And when any chance on knowing when you're getting married?
She's thinking June of next year.
Not this year, next year.
So it'll still be a while, yeah.
All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow or whenever. We got a new episode of Too Much Access up today.
Yeah, tell him to bring my Florida State stuff.
Oh, yeah. Eddie says bring his Florida State stuff they gave for his kid that you took.
I knew it felt a little heavier. So,
well, Reed came and got the bag for me, and I was like, there's like extra small. And he's like, all right.
Extra small. He's a big dude.
I wanted the beanie, man.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'll see you guys soon.
All right. Bye, buddy. Kevin, we need to leave right now.
No, I got 10 minutes.
Okay.
10, 15.
Have you been watching The Dynasty?
Oh, yeah.
I'm caught up.
You are.
It's really good.
Yeah.
So on Apple Plus, it's New England Patriots, the dynasty, and it starts with when Robert Kraft bought the team and how bad they were. And
So Bledsoe era.
Hiring a Bell. Oh, it's the whole first episode is about Drew Bledsoe being the starting quarterback, the $100 million they paid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, my favorite part about that, not to be, I don't know, one episode, are we spoiling one episode?
I don't know that it's spoiling because we all know the story.
That, it is history.
Well, I'll just say,
but it's not even history. It's like recent sports.
Yeah.
But the reason I like that so much, without giving detail, is they explain why Tom stuck at quarterback, which I never really knew.
Stuck at quarterback.
Like they kept him in there when Drew got healthy and was able to come back, but they stayed with Tom Brady.
The coaches
got it.
So Belichick explains and Ernie Adams explains why they stuck with Tom instead of Drew, which I never knew.
I'll have to watch that.
And then I remember Tom Brady getting hurt and Drew Bledsoe coming in and winning. And then the big deal was, who's going to be the quarterback for the
Super Bowl?
And it was Tom Brady. And we were like, wow.
Yeah, he took him all the way to the championship.
It's all there. I'm not a Patriots fan. I'm not a Patriots hater. I think there's probably a brief time where I was kind of annoyed that they were all over everything. But I like to watch greatness because you get to say you saw it. I didn't like the Bulls that much while it was happening. But then I was like, this is cool because now I get to remember. I remember when the Bulls winning all the championships. Like, mm-hmm. I was watching that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I loved that period of the Patriots, though, because they went from the worst team in the NFL to, like, relevant. And they had a new logo and everything. It's really – that was a cool time.
And they
them.
Talk about that, like, how America wanted them to win that Super Bowl.
Is it right
like,
after 9/11?
Yeah, 20 years later, it's like America hates them.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
it's
you
too
know?
Much.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys. You got your one. You're good.
Tom Brady is so much better looking now than he was
I know.
Young.
That's the dorky looking part.
It's like, for sure, glow up. It's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's on Apple.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I think it's maybe a 10 episode series, but they do 2 a week.
Mm-hmm.
I finished all 6. I watch them on goggles.
Did he send you a video?
No.
Dude, it's awful.
Sent me a video of him playing. I'm like, I don't even know how you sent that.
Dude, it's wild. The future. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, I did see it because it's the future, right?
Wait for 2 years.
It's the future, man.
Because now there's a battery pack attached to it. But literally I can watch and nothing just, there's the Oculus. If you guys ever had that.
Yeah. Play ping pong on that.
The Oculus would be like Atari. And this now, I don't know about the newest version, the Oculus that I had last year. This is PS5, and you can move everything around. It's and you use your eyes. You don't even use your hands. You can use your hands to click. Like, you just touch your fingers, and it's like you're double-clicking something. But if you're, like, going to stuff, you just use your eyes.
What have you been doing?
Watching the documentary. I put it on, check email. I watch TikTok.
How are you listening to it? You got a Bluetooth or something? Or does that go over your ears, too?
No. So if no one's in the room, it just plays kind of externally into your ears. But if my wife is laying next to me, because I read my book on it, too, because I usually use the iPad, put my goggles on, swap my finger. I put AirPods in, automatically.
Okay. And so you're watching a TV in the goggles?
Dude, it's not just a TV. It feels like it's a 500-inch screen in front of you. It doesn't look like you're putting on and watching something in a viewfinder.
Click.
And you can move. All you have to do is, like, take the corner, and you can stretch it. It looks like a TV in the room.
Okay.
And you can also see the rest of the room if you want.
So you can turn around and look at your wife.
Yeah, and she doesn't like that, but she hates me wearing one.
Yeah, it's got to be weird, dude.
It's weird.
Do you ever...
And they're heavy. They are heavy.
Okay.
But I'm saying they're awesome, but for me, it's just so exciting about what's about to happen in the next few years, the next generations of these things. I don't think I would recommend anybody to stretch themselves and pay $3,500 for them or whatever I paid. It's not worth a stretch.
Dang.
It's awesome. For me, I didn't have to stretch. So I just bought it. I was like, let's just go. And I'm glad I did. But if someone's like, I don't know, I can only buy this or eat, I'd be like, just eat.
Just eat, man. You're going to have to eat.
And I would let you guys see mine. But the thing is, I have bad vision. I don't have my glasses in it. And so I ordered prescription eyes. And they put the eyes, boop, right in there.
Oh.
So it's the first thing I haven't had to wear glasses for forever. So it didn't hurt my face.
That's really cool.
The Oculus I had to wear glasses for.
Wow.
You can watch 3 games at once, NBA games. I forgot. So I have NBA. So you can put all the games up like screens.
Yeah.
And literally all you have to do is just turn and look at the other one and whoop, right in front of you.
Like 3 different TVs almost in your room?
Yeah. It's like 3. You put up 5 if you want, but you can also email to the right. And if an email comes in, you just grab it, move it over, do it. It is.
And if you want ice cream, you can walk over to the kitchen while you're watching it?
I don't walk. And no, there's no ice cream.
Oh.
Yet.
No. The ice cream's real in your kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
But you can get up and walk while you're still watching.
So you have a button you can push that's like cinema. It shuts off everything. It's all dark except the screen. Or you can leave it up and you can see everything around you.
Really?
Yeah. And you can make your screen smaller if you want to see even more. Like, obviously, the screen's going to take up a big part of it. But if you're like, I want to go walk around, you can move this, shrink the screen, put it up in the corner, watch it while you're still walking and talking.
That's it.
Because that's what makes me.
Eddie, you have to eat.
Buddy. No, we're not
nervous
eating.
About
we're done eating.
I would be so worried about. Wearing those, but not knowing what's around me. But if you can see
what's around you.
Oof, that's dangerous.
It is.
Damn.
It's crazy.
That's dangerous.
It's just crazy what's about to happen.
It's and the I future, haven't even, man.
I've only gotten to like 7% of it. I've literally watched done social media and done the watch Patriots because I was gone all weekend too. And the first night, my wife and I were arguing about some book. We had some argument about a book or something. I don't remember. Not like a fight, but like we were both were just arguing about some interpretation. But I was arguing with the glasses on. She's like, take the glasses off. I can't argue with you. And I was like, I'm not taking them off. She's like, I can't tell if you're looking at me. Hilarious.
That's really funny.
One other thing. What time's your meeting?
12:30. Yeah, and it's like 10 minutes down the street.
I do want to talk about the Kyle Filipowski injury. Whenever Wake Forest ends up beating Duke and they all run on the court.
Yeah,
everybody caught up with what happened?
Yes. I don't know how injured he is, but I saw it happen.
As of today, I don't know what they're saying, but his knee was injured. And now they're talking about storming the court policies, which they're penalizing school. Like Arkansas did it $100,000. That does hurt. However, here's what I want to say about this one. Both can be true to where, yes, we should have some sort of policy where you can't just storm the court every game because people can get hurt. However, he's only hurt because he tried to trip the person.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to trip and forearm shiver the fan. And that's how he got hurt.
Oh, he did? I didn't see that.
Yeah, because the upper view from the top, because at first it was like, whoa, oh, God. When they go above Cam, it is a douche move. He stuck his leg out and then tried to, and like forearm shivers him. My personal opinion.
Yeah.
What is your personal opinion?
Yeah, he sticks his leg out, like even straightens it out.
Yes.
To try to get the guy. And then he gets hit and he just, I don't know how hurt he is, so I don't want to say anything, but then he, you know, sells it.
Definitely. But definitely put that fan over wrestling. Oh, yeah, definitely put him over.
Yeah. The fan. Yes.
I think had he not done again, all up to interpretation, we could be very wrong. It looks like he's sticking his leg out to trip the fan, and his arm comes around to like,
hoo. Yeah. It's funny because the first time you see it, you're like, oh my gosh. And then you watch it again, you're like, oh, wait.
Oh, the over the top was the one that made me go, oh, you got to be kidding.
But if you're a player and you see crowd coming to storm the court, like,
What usually happens is when that's going to happen, the coach gets him off the court.
Well, it was too quick, dude.
Correct.
I mean, he literally had just had the ball, and like the buzzer went off.
You just get off the court.
No, he couldn't. They couldn't move. Mm. Like, dude, they ran so quick on that court, and I'm thinking, like, yes, it's dirty and all,
what
but
was
like,
the final score in that game.
That was like an 8-point game.
Maybe? Right.
He also turned the ball over to end the game.
Yes,
so.
I'm saying they the last second, and I get it. You're trying. Who cares? Who cares what my theory is here? You can get him off the court. Let's say you're losing by 8 with 2 seconds left. You can call timeout, put somebody.
83-79.
Oh, it's kind of close.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was close the entire way. Yeah.
I still, you have to create rules. You can let people storm the court, but there has to be the security that's there for 1 minute to get everybody off the court.
Yes, because I saw one game. I don't know, Kansas State, maybe. I don't remember who it was, but they knew that it was about to happen because it was a huge upset, and they got ropes. And so, like, all the security guys, they're like, all right, get ready. We got 5 minutes to get this rope together because it's going to happen. And then once the kids saw the ropes, there was no storming. Like, one kid tried to get under the rope. They got him. And they got him. Like, that was how they did it. So I think you can prepare for that.
Yeah. There has to be a bit of time to let them off. And you shouldn't let people storm the court unless it's, like, a real – like, this one I get. That's fun.
It
was a big win.
I've stormed the court. I've stormed the field. It's awesome.
The one you fell?
Yeah, I broke my leg almost. I've done it other times too, but I agree that there's got to be some new rule set to you guys can storm, but wait 60 seconds.
Yeah.
And then let them storm.
Yeah.
But after watching it, it was like, dude, you kind of did that, man.
But then they couldn't carry him off. Like, they were all just like, let us move. And they couldn't. There were too many people.
Yeah, John
like,
Shire was about to fight somebody.
Yeah.
We were at the basketball game. My father-in-law and I went to the Arkansas basketball game, and Caleb Battle, who did our Too Much Access, scored 42 points. It was wild. And so we're sitting on the court around midcourt. They're the best seats I've ever had there. I've sat close to the court before, but usually baseline-ish because those seats are usually season ticket holder seats. But for some reason, one of the coaches was like, I got these courtside right in the middle if you want them. We're like, heck yeah, let's go. So he sat there, and there was a ball out of bounds and a player. And this guy was sitting next to my father-in-law. Player nailed him, spilled all over himself. I laughed so hard. I couldn't stop laughing, and the guy was pissed. Like, the player came over as a Missouri player, and he had, like, two beers, and it went all over him. And I was like,
part of it, man.
And then I realized the guy didn't like me laughing, but I couldn't stop. It was like when you start laughing in church, and you can't stop. And you're like, dude, it was so funny.
That comes with the territory, though,
right?
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
It was all over his clothes the whole game. I thought it was one of the funniest things I'd ever seen. Now I thought if it happened to me, how would I feel? Probably still think it's funny. I'd just be annoyed that I was wet. But he was like annoyed. But it's like, that's part of that. You're there. Part of the risk is you could get spilled or have their balls in your head or anything.
Nah, I'm with you, dude. That's funny.
It was, dude, I couldn't. You could tell it was my first time in those seats because I could not stop laughing. And I was standing up at inappropriate times. I kind of had to be told.
They hit a free throw. Like, yeah.
I learned you only stand up. The game's on the other side of the court. You're only allowed to stand up and be like, three. And you can hit a referee very easily.
Oh, yeah.
They're running 6 inches from your feet.
Yeah. And they're not paying attention to you at all.
Nothing. They're flying. And then I hung out. One of the referees from Nashville hung out with them after the game a little bit.
That's cool.
They were super nice.
Nice.
It wasn't even the ref that I know really well.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
We were just going like through the back of the arena, and they were coming out. And I was like, what up? And this guy was like, how'd you get a gold whistle? Swear to God. He said, how'd you get a gold whistle?
Well, let me tell you.
And I was like, I'm part of a little show called 25 Whistles. He goes, you're not a referee? I was like, no. He goes, damn, we don't have those. I said, well, yeah, you don't do 25 whistles either.
Yeah.
Tell him to come and hang out.
And then he was like, do you know so-and-so, the guy from Nashville? And I was like, I do. Sports therapist, like a physical therapist that I've used to. And he was like, she's great. And so then I met the other guys and we hung out and they were headed home.
That's awesome.
It's cool. Yeah. Took a big picture together. I wish I would have taken one, but I didn't want to post me with them on social media because people would be like, of course they're at the game.
Yeah.
You won.
Right.
No the way. One that you won.
So is that out of respect to them?
Yeah, no
I didn't
way.
Do that.
Did you all see the fight?
Cam Newton?
No. The Miami Heat fight.
No, I just saw people got suspended, but I hadn't even seen the video.
Yeah, you guys should watch the video. It's crazy. I mean, it's no malice in the palace, but
it's players?
Oh, yeah, it was players. Yeah, I don't even know who was involved. I saw Jimmy Butler was in it, but
yeah, because he got suspended.
Yeah, I think Zion Williamson was gonna go for a dunk, and Kevin Love hugged him.
It's Williams, right? Or is it Williamson?
Williamson.
It is Williamson.
Yeah, right. Why does that feel weird?
I don't know, but I get.
Yeah, it's Williamson.
Zion Williamson.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nah, he's going up for a dunk, like an easy dunk, and Kevin Love just hugs him like and like fouls him.
I did see that because I saw the aftermath where he was like, Kevin Love did that on purpose. He didn't do that on purpose.
Yeah,
they were like, he's not a. We're good. That was a foul. It was a hard fight.
It was just a regular foul.
He said he tried to save him going down, but it looked like he was like slamming him.
Right.
But I never saw it.
Yeah, so then it went chaos, dude. Then like, you know, a bunch of players started fighting. It was awesome.
Zion's being dramatic. God, these basketball players.
They are pretty diva. Did Cam Newton beating up three dudes?
So what was that?
It's 7-on-7, and Cam was there.
On the street? Like, where
that's his
like
tournament.
It's like a little tent at his tournament. And they were young guys. I don't know why they ended up jumping him, but three dudes jumped him. And you just see him hold one in a headlock, grab another in a headlock. Yeah, and finally, the cops got there and split him up. And he's wearing his hat. It's like,
yeah, his cool hat.
And his hair's popping out of the hat, I think.
Hey, so Cam, like, he was going to win that one if they would have let it go?
I assume. I watched a UFC deal where one dude fought three dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Not UFC. It was MMA. Oh, wow. And it was in Russia. And he was a weight class higher than them, but he fought three guys. And what he did was, it hurt him a little bit at first, but he took one dude, just submitted him immediately while he was getting pounded by the other two. And so then it was just him versus two. And he kind of took him down one by one. And Cam was a bit doing that. He had one in a headlock. Cam is 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah, he's a monster.
He made a living literally out of like dodging the biggest people in the world.
I saw a funny TikTok. It was like, bro had no offensive line for all these years. Yeah. You think that's going to hurt him?
Yeah, like, come on.
That's funny.
All right, that's it. I'm going to let Kevin go buy a house. Congratulations.
Kevin. Thank you.
Go, baby. He got engaged.
I'm getting divorced.
Well, glad to hear it, buddy.
A lot of big developments, man.
Life-changing moments.
Bones, anything with you?
Not yet. Get bankrupt? Your necklaces. Oh, God. From these jersey buying. I don't know. Too close. Get your necklaces. I'll save Reach for tomorrow. And there's a new episode of Too Much Access up with Belmont, which is really good.
Yeah.
They're fired up, too.
They are?
Yeah, they text me. Oh, my God, we love it.
Hey, Mike, do we want to put this up today?
This is what we just did?
Yeah, right now.
Yeah.
Do we do? Even with the post show?
Yeah.
Okay. Good deal.
Cool, man.
Well, usually Mike and I have a system of we don't, and I like it because it is very current. We don't put it up on the same day we do a full post show because it's just like so much up there at once. But I think today,
it's very today.
It's very today. All right. Congrats, everybody. Eddie, sorry. And then we'll
see you guys. Not real, bye, by the way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.